At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Anime cafes are just a cover for prostitution.
Oh. Look, it's just like Hello Kitty meets medieval times. Like, it's not what you think it is.
That cringe is part of it, honestly. I feel like you kind of have to embrace it. It's a little bit part of it, like, you know?
It is possible to make me a maid.
Yes, it is. Ta-da. Look at how cute you look.
Moe. Moe. Can.
5 years ago, I spent a day with anime cafe maids on this channel, and since then, Marina, one of the guests from that episode, has started her own anime maid cafe. So we brought her back on, along with two maids from her cafe, to address your assumptions together. Nicole? Where's Nicole? Has anyone seen Nicole?
All right, story for the viewers here. Dreamland Maid Cafe started out as a lemonade stand.
This is news to me too. Okay. I'm like,
story time.
Oh, geez.
It was a little bit of a disaster.
Because we had to leave.
Yes, we had to leave. There was a whole thing. There was a police helicopter.
It was an entire issue.
It was a whole thing.
And then we were going to like give up and relocate. And then we're just like, you know, we're going to call it a day. But then they relocated us to a different location. I was like, you know what? Let's just do it. We're already in our cute maid outfits. Let's go.
But it had nothing to do with us. We were just selling lemonade.
You're caught in the crossfires.
I know. Oh, we should do our little intro thing.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We have something very special for you. So, like, at the maid cafe, the whole premise is that you are coming home to the Dreamland Mansion where you are the master. Like, the mansion belongs to you. We're just welcoming you back from your trips abroad.
Yeah.
So when you come in the store, you will see, or the event, you will see all the maids, and it'll go a little like this.
お帰りなさいませ。ご主人様、お嬢様、ドリームランドへようこそ。
Were you expecting that?
No, I wasn't expecting it.
The customers are almost always men.
This is one that I hear all the time. And I show them the receipts and I say, look, these are our Instagram stats. Our audience is 55%. That's more than half female. And that's directly reflected in, as you guys see, our audience that comes in at a convention. It's actually mostly young women.
Yeah.
Because I think, and it's just my opinion, there are young women who want to be in this environment, in this fun, magical, whimsical, feminine, safe space. So sure, we get 50% men, but we also get 50% women.
50% women. A lot of families too.
Yep. Yeah.
As far as I'm working in the maid cafe, I feel like we get more families than a lot, especially when we do like lots of events. It's very family friendly, so it's definitely half and half. I actually see a lot more girl parties, to be honest, especially like when it's like full table full of like all girls, like, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's 50-50 to me. I feel like I see more females though.
It's essentially just anime hooters.
Definitely not. Only because anime hooters is usually like people go look at their assets, right?
The assets.
And I feel like the maid outfit kind of covers every single asset that exists, aside from our legs. Like,
we're pretty covered up. I do think that's a really common assumption.
Yes.
Because, like, even when I, like, told, like, family or, like, coworkers, like, yeah, I'm a maid now, they're like, oh, you're a maid. Like, what's the outfit looking like? And I'm like, cute. The outfit's cute.
My family did the same thing, too. They thought it was, like, a little bit more risque.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. It's, like, cute. It's like a uniform. It's like Disneyland. It's like a Disney uniform. Because I actually used to work at Disney, so when I told them it was kind of similar to being, like, a character, they were like, oh, okay, that's really cute.
Mm.
Like, but
the vibes are so much more, like, wholesome. Because the real focus is, like, on, like, creating, like, a wholesome space for, like, cute aesthetics, like, I think we're as far from Hooters. No disrespect to Hooters.
Yeah, no, of course, because I stand.
I stand. Yeah. The wings are delicious, and they're doing what they need to. But our vibe is just a lot different. Like, the uniform's different. What we're offering as a service is a lot different.
I always just, like, I reel it in. I'm like, look, it's just like Hello Kitty meets medieval times. Like, it's not what you think it is. And if it were, we would not have families and
infants.
We wouldn't
have families and infants.
Attending the cafes. I assume that most of them get sexually harassed on the job.
From my personal experience, I've never been sexually harassed at the cafe. Not in any way, shape, or form, which is really nice to say that. I think before I was in a maid cafe, I assumed that'd be a bigger issue as well, actually.
So looking from the outside in,
I actually also heard that myself a lot, too. Because, you know, you're in skirts, you're pretty. But I feel like, actually, in the cafe scene, I've never gotten that.
I feel like it's a pretty contained space, too. I mean, we're not walking down the streets of L.A. in our costumes. If we were, then yes, we probably would get sexually harassed, but we're in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like the only time that it has happened is when we're walking to our events.
Yeah.
That is the time that I have felt that. Yeah.
But never in our actual
space.
Not in
our scenario.
We keep our space safe enough to where we don't encounter that kind of stuff.
They probably don't like anime as much as they are paid to act like they do.
I like it more. I feel like I live and breathe anime. I liked anime way before maid cafes. I think my first one being Sailor Moon, Pokemon. We're going like way back. Shugochara.
Like the classics.
Like really old anime.
Yes.
So much so that, I mean, I personally, in my IRL life, I do VTubing, which is an anime character. So I definitely like anime outside of the maid cafe.
Yeah, I think, like, it's even one of my major talking points because I get like so invested and excited about it. Like, if I see someone come in and they have JoJo merch or Hunter Hunter, like,
you go off.
I'm like, oh, we have a lot to talk about.
It must be emotionally exhausting for maids to stay in character for their entire shift.
I personally don't think it's exhausting, but that's just my personality in general. I feel like what you see right now is basically just me IRL. IRL, maybe I'm just a little quieter, but like it's literally the same person you get in the cafe as you get right now.
I feel like the Energizer Bunny of maid cafe.
If anything, I feel like the maid cafe atmosphere makes me more energetic to be in that atmosphere.
Because
I want people to go home and be happy about it.
Yeah.
And be like, oh my God, I got served so nicely by Ringo and Mitchie. Like, they were so sweet. Like, you know, like,
Your energy is really infectious, too. So, like, anytime even I feel like my own battery might be going, like, when I've worked a shift with you, I'm like, okay, I can do this.
Everything's fine.
Let's go again.
I give you energy.
Yes. I'm like, give me. But it does happen. I think we're only human, right?
Yeah.
And everyone has their limits to their battery. Some people's battery is going to be a lot bigger. Some people's are going to be a lot smaller. It's influenced by things like, am I hungry right now? How long have I been in my maid shoes? Did I wear the comfortable ones? Should I have gotten those insoles? Probably.
Yeah, it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. As with anything, right? Just living life can be exhausting. Yes. But the exhaustion's not always bad because that's a sign that you had fun. You did something.
That's what I think about it as. Like, so, I had fun. I did something. I worked hard.
The cafes in Japan are the same as they are here.
I would say that the concept is the same. However, in setting up this group and building the programming the way that I did, I understood that there are some differences culturally, some certain words that just don't translate properly, mm-hmm. and some things that just desperately needed to be localized. I would say that the cafes in Japan include a little more role play than the ones in America do, but that's because their kawaii culture is a bit more built out. You know, they have the anime, they have the idol,
it's catering
the
whole to either a different culture. Scene.
Yeah, they understand the idea of cute without sexy. Well, you can imagine if you came up to a table and called them master, it might be a little bit awkward, a little bit weird. So we do dial it a little bit back here, at least in our cafe, just to localize the experience and make it a little more accessible to everyone. Because we got to understand that, not everybody.
It's not as culturally known here than it is over there.
Yeah, the demographics are just different.
You have to be Asian to be an anime cafe.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Fame-made.
Nope.
Honestly not.
I feel like a lot of people think about it that way because that's how they are in Japan. But I guess what should be seen is that where we live is a melting pot, hence why there is so many more different ethnicities that we have in our cafe. Also, I just feel like it's nice to have like different backgrounds of all kinds.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I will admit, I feel like the general public operates under that assumption. And even I was kind of a victim of that same assumption because, like, I am Black. So a lot of the times, like, you don't always feel like those spaces are meant for you, or like people may make you feel like those spaces aren't for you to be a part of. So like when I auditioned for Dreamland, like I was sweating. I was like, oh, gosh. And when I got it, even at the audition, as soon as the audition, like I felt very at home and I looked around and I saw like so much diversity there, like even with the established maids that were there to like run the auditions. And I was like, this is the kind of space I want to be in. And I do feel welcomed here. Mm-hmm. So I think it is a common assumption that even people of color, even in other countries might have that maid cafe is limited to Asian, but it's a lot more diverse, especially here in the States. And I think that's the beauty of like what we do.
Anime cafes are just a cover for prostitution.
Oh.
I need a minute.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've heard that. I'm like, whatever, man. It's not true. It's not true.
I feel like the idea is based off of spicy cartoons.
The spicy.
I'm not gonna look. I feel like there's like a really big.
Would you say Hooters is prostitution? No.
That is true.
Because you understand what it's about. So just take a minute to understand what a maid cafe is and you'll have your answer.
Yeah. That is true. Because that's basically like saying that Hooters is like a brand for it's prostitution. Not. Because it's not, obviously.
And neither is a maid cafe.
Neither is maid cafe.
I think about it that way.
In all honesty, they hate the customers that they attract.
For the customers.
Mm. I could never. Because that was me at some point. Like, I was the customer, and I was definitely subscribing to Dreamland. So, like, from that perspective, I do not have contempt because I was like, that's where I was. The feeling of appreciation I have for anybody that comes into our cafe, whether they have something or they don't, they're just there for the experience.
Well, like, the thing is that they're so nice, like at the end of the day, like customers, whether they're awkward or they're just passing through, like I feel like I don't have contempt for them. Like I feel like they're so nice. Like the fact that they went out of their way to come and try sometimes something that's so outside of their comfort zone, like, and they still like, you know, did the thing, came and did the spells with us. Like,
yeah.
I think it's so nice.
Maid cafes are cringe.
You know, honestly, okay.
I probably have the same opinion as you, go on.
That cringe is part of it, honestly. Like, I feel like cringe is part of being a little bit in these scenes, and I feel like, at least, like, as far as it comes to me, I feel like you kind of have to embrace it. It's a little bit part of it, like, you know? And it makes it more fun. Like, it's not really cringe. You just, you know that saying where it says it's embrace cringe? It's just different. It's that, but in reality, it's just different. And it's so, like, I feel different. Like you have to kind of accept the fact that not everyone will understand what it is. And it's going to look cringe from the outside perspective. Don't get me wrong, it will. Like, I know my parents, when I first showed them what I did, they were like, what are you doing, Mitchie? But I feel like cringe is okay in this scenario because it really makes the scenario way more, like, if I said, moi, moi, kyun, like, would that really make you feel great? Like, you know what I mean?
No, so you need that little sprinkle of cringe, you know, to bring the magic.
I'd be like, are you guys ready? We have to do a really cute moi, moi still, okay?
That's what you're there for.
Right.
Not necessarily, like, for the cringe, but
you're there,
like,
for, like, the actual show. Like, so what people construe as cringe is just really different.
It's just really different.
Just, that's all it is. It's just
the definition. It's gotten lost.
I will say what people consider cringe, I will call passion.
There you go.
You know, like more energy.
Well, if you're the if you're the kind of person that is like diehard, maid cafes are cringe. I would never. I could never. If you go to a maid cafe, you're cringe. I won't talk to you. You probably find everything cringe. Yeah. Like, you're probably on TikTok just like, you're on TikTok hating everybody. You're on social media hating everything, everyone.
So if chill out.
If a person like that came to me and said, maid cafes are cringe, I'd be like, sure. Okay, next.
It's not for you.
Yeah.
If it's not for you, it's not for you.
Anyone can be a maid.
Yeah, of course.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, even you can be a maid.
Really? You think so? Okay. All right.
Yeah, of course.
To the salon.
To the salon.
So it is possible to make me a maid.
Yes, it is. Ta-da. Look at how cute you look.
How do you feel?
I feel so kawaii right now.
Yes. Let's go. Well, now that you're a maid, of course, we have to teach you a maid dance so that you could do a really cute dance with us. So to do this dance, you're going to put your hands like chicken wings.
Okay.
And go chicken wing, pose. Chicken wing, pose. Okay. So the way that was going to be moi moi kyun. Moi moi kyun.
Good job. That's the first part. Okay. So after that, we're going to go. One, two. Hand on your heart. Hand on your heart. Perfect. You got this. Okay. Now let's put that together. So from this way.
Okay.
Moi moi kyun. Moi moi kyun. One, two, three, four.
Now we're going to repeat it one more time, okay?
Okay.
Moi moi kyun. Moi moi kyun. Hands to your shoulders. Hands to your belly, and then you're gonna bow up, swipe your hand all the way around, and then you're gonna curtsy. Okay, there you go, perfect, perfect. Yeah, no, the right one goes back.
Got it.
Yes. Ready?
Yes,
you got it.
You're
natural. Say no, moi moi kyun, moi moi kyun, bum 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 bum, moi moi kyun, moi moi kyun. Bum 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 bum. Wow!
Oh my god, I'm surprised.
And now that you've learned the dance, there's only one thing left, and that's to learn the moi moi kyun spell.
Okay.
So in maid cafes in Japan, they very famously power up the food and drink to make it taste extra special and delicious.
Oh, cute.
So the traditional, yes, traditional, spell goes oishiku nare, which means to become tasty and delicious.
Thank you, little cat paws.
Oishiku nare. And then it's followed up with moi, moi, kyun.
Okay. And usually where we point out is like there's like food, dessert, or something for us to power up. Let's go ahead and power up this tasty drink.
Okay.
So, ready?
Oishiku nare, moi, moi, kyun.
Now it's super powered up, and now it will give lots of good energy to whoever drinks it. Do you feel powered up?
Mm. Waifu water.
The waifu water.
We've been on tour for a few years now. It's a lot of work, obviously, going all across the United States to do our thing. But we've kind of decided that maybe next year it's time to settle down. And we'd like to start on this huge journey of opening a
permanent residence in Los Angeles, which I think the people have been wanting for a really long time. We get a lot of people that visit us at conventions, comic cons. But we're really looking to make a statement in the community and set up a home base for us to be for a really long time.
You guys can come visit us at our home. Yeah. Exactly. As much as you guys would like to come visit us. And we can spread lots of Moe Moe Q magic to you guys.
Yes.
But really it's a everyone. Huge project, of course.
So we are opening it to crowdfunding this spring. You can visit our website, and we really hope that you'll help us make this a reality.
I will say, I will be a little bit jealous, like, when they're getting the parfaits and we're doing the spells.
Oh,
I'm like, I want to be sitting down. I would like a parfait with you right now.
Oh, my goodness, the parfaits look so cute.
They also, not contempt, jealousy.
Jealousy.
Food envy.
Got it.
Food envy for food sure. Food envy. I like to eat, so I'm like, oh, well, that looks good.
Can I?
No, I was just joking. It was
the Maid Cafe food that we have is so good, guys. Like, I can, from a like outside standpoint, it's so delicious, guys. I could inhale that ish so fast.
Yeah. Now that I think about it more, it's food envy. Because like sometimes at the end of the pop up, we'd be out of curry, and I'm like,
they've eaten it all. A customer envy never.
No.
Only food envy.